This is KCUR 89.3. It's been an interesting few months for supporters of Kansas City's earnings tax. As they were kicking off their campaign to keep the 1% tax, opponents in Jefferson City were trying to abolish it for good. Lawmakers eventually backed down, but as KCUR's Ellie Moxley reports, the fight over the earnings tax has turned into a larger conversation about the Kansas City of the future.
Just after Thanksgiving, I asked Kansas City Mayor Sly James what his birthday plans were. Glad handing for the earnings tax, he told me. Yep, that was his birthday party. In the months since, I've talked to James about the earnings tax probably a dozen times. It's the same conversation, always, in which he says things like,
"There are no good options without this tax."
Or,
"The people in this city have voted for this earnings tax."
Which they have. The last time Kansas Cityans voted on the earnings tax, in 2011, they approved it overwhelmingly. For the uninitiated, the earnings tax is a 1% tax on anyone who lives or works in Kansas City. It brings in about $230 million in revenue annually. The money goes into the general fund, and it's used to pay for things like police, fire, and trash pickup. Missouri law requires a renewal vote every 5 years. If voters ever shoot down the earnings tax, the city can't reinstate it. But why would Kansas Cityans vote to repeal the earnings tax? After all, half the people who pay it are commuters.
It seems like city officials want to catch people as they're heading out the door.
That's Patrick Ishmael of the Show Me Institute, a libertarian-leaning free market think tank that generally sees taxes as barriers to economic growth.
The way that the city tries to get its taxes and relies on this way of getting taxes is by trying to get people who don't live in the city to pay for services in the city. Now, I understand the appeal of that. The problem is that only works so long as you can keep the businesses in the city.
The question of who should pay Kansas City's earnings tax isn't new. People who work here but live elsewhere have grumbled about the tax for years. But this election cycle, opponents like Ishmael are striking a different chord. He says he's not a fan of corporate welfare. That's what he calls the tax increment financing deals the city strikes to incentivize developers to come here.
What ends up happening is the city gives away, you know, north of $100 million a year and then says, well, we need the earnings tax, and then takes the money out of the east side or out of the old northeast area and says, well, we need to subsidize property on State Line Road or downtown.
Cut TIF, Ishmael says, trim bloat, and the city wouldn't need to double the sales tax or triple property taxes or any of the other dire predictions the mayor's been making. Against the backdrop of the earnings tax campaign, opposition to TIF has been growing. At an NAACP forum last month, James fielded several questions about how the city awards incentives.
We're not taking money out of the bank. We're taking money that you're going to generate and saying you can keep part of it in order to offset your expenses.
James tells the two dozen or so people who show up to the Bruce R. Watkins Cultural Center that he's willing to bend over backwards for companies that can bring good jobs to Kansas City.
Because the one thing that I hear on the east side more than anything else is we need jobs. So if we're...
You hear that? A woman stands up and tells James the companies getting tax breaks aren't hiring people who live on the east side.
Well, that's not the point. Let me finish, okay?
Margaret May is with the Ivanhoe Neighborhood Council. She disagrees the earnings tax doesn't help Kansas Cityans east of Troost.
People in the neighborhood, especially the center part of the city, probably utilize the services that come through the earnings tax more than anyone. You know, there's a greater need for the trash removal, for the police services and all.
For lower-income workers, the earnings tax isn't a bad deal. A person working full-time at the minimum wage pays the city about $150 a year. I called a couple of trash haulers and couldn't find service for less than that. Not to mention, the earnings tax makes up the bulk of funding for police and fire. By the city's estimation, 800 police officers and 500 firefighters would have to be laid off if the earnings tax doesn't pass. May says cuts to public safety would roll back the progress her neighborhood's made in recent years.
I just think that we can't expect to have a good city for free.
Last month, James proposed a new fund that could help with East Side development. I asked him if this would quiet any of the criticism about how the city awards incentives.
I have no idea. I think that 9 times out of 10, those who want to be reasonable will see the benefit. Those who don't, won't.
The council will debate the Shared Success Fund this week. It's starting to feel like Kansas Cityans are headed to the polls April 5th, not just to vote on the earnings tax, but on what kind of city they want moving forward. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ellie Moxley.